Mesechta's Bava Metzia, Daf Mem Tes, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Mem Chesem Beis. We have been discussing the din that Mois Einin Koinais, that one can't be Koinim Metaltlin with Kesef. And we saw that Rabbi Yechon hold that you could be Koinim Metaltlin with Kesef. However, Midrabbanan, we will Geiza, Shem Yusuf Uchitecha Baliyah, and therefore you can't be Koinim with Kesef. And Reish Lakish held that even Midraisa, you can't be Koinim Metaltlin with Kesef. And we also saw that Reish Lakish agrees that according to Rabbi Shimon in our Mishnah, that Rabbi Shimon certainly holds, like Rabbi Yechon, that Kesef is really koina midraisa, and the only reason why it's not koina by metaltlin is shem yisuf uchitecha baliyah. And both according to Rabbi Yechon and according to Reish Lakish, if a buyer gives money to a seller but did not perform a kinyan of meshicha, and the buyer was not yet koina either midraisa or midrabanan, and the seller is still allowed to retract, but if he does so, the klala of mishapara would apply. And we saw machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon in a scenario where a buyer gave a partial down payment for metaltlin. And for example, the buyer gave the seller $100 down payment to buy $1,000 worth of an item, so that Rav Oime Kenedu Koina, that the seller will only have the klala mishapara if he retracts from the $100 of the item. But if the seller retracts and he doesn't want to sell the buyer $900 worth of that item, then he would not be Oiva mishapara, as the buyer didn't give him that $900. However, Rabbi Yechon stated Kenega Kulahu Koina, that once he gave a down payment for $100, then the din of mishapara applies to the entire purchase price and the entire amount of the transaction. And our Gemara begins, let us say that this machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon is really a machlekes tanoim between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. And let's remember that there was a din of Shemitah's Ksafim, and the Torah states in Pashas Re'eh, Vized Vashmita Shemai Kobal Mashi Yodai Ashi Yashab Re'eu, La Yigai Ses Re'eu Kikar Shemitah Lashem. And we know that although there was an issa to collect the choy from your friend after Shemitah, and Shemitah wipes out any pre existing debts, however, if a lender took a mashkin for the full value of the loan from the borrower, so it's considered as if the lender has already received payment for his loan, and the issa of loyigais wouldn't apply, and ein shvius mishametes, since you aren't pressuring your friend for payment, since you already have a mashkin. And as Rashi says, shrei einu tivid klum, and the Udvar argues on Rashi and brings him a makar from a sefri, as the pasuk states, es hashayil lecha achicha tashmi yedecha veloy shal achicha biyedecha prat l'mal v'la mashkin ayin sham. And the Gemara brings a brisa that states hamal v'schaveir la mashkin, if Reuven lends $1,000 to Shimon, and Reuven takes a mashkin from Shimon, v'nichlasa shmita, and now shmita arrives. And really, when the Gemara says v'nichlasa shmita, the Gemara doesn't mean that shmita actually began, but it means that shmita actually came and it caused the shmita's ksafim, because shmita's ksafim happens at the end of the seventh year. And the Brisa tells us afal pisha ina shava ela plug ina mishamei divrei Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches us that even though the mashkin is not on the full $1,000, and for example, the value of the mashkin is only worth $400. And even so, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Shemitah would not be Meshamet and would not cancel the loan. And the Gemara will explain the words of Rav Shimon Gamliel in a moment. And Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi argues with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and he says, "Im hoy mashkin kinega alvasa in Meshamet, if the mashkin's value is the same as the loan, then Shemitah would not be Meshamet, it would not cancel the loan. Vim lav Meshamet, if it's not the same value, then Shemitah would cancel the loan and the Issa of Leigos would apply." And the Gemara asks, "My inu Meshamet to come from Rav Shimon Gamliel, when Rav Shimon Gamliel stated that if the value of the mashkin is only part of the actual value of the loan, then Shemitah is not Meshamet. What did he mean? Ile mekenegdoi, does he mean that it's only not Meshamet the value of the mashkin? And since the value of the mashkin is $400, therefore Reuven would have the ability to collect $400 from Shimon, but he would still have to be Meshamet the rest of the chayiv, and he would have to cancel out the $600 of the chayiv that he doesn't have a mashkin for. And if so, the Gemara is bothered, Mechlad, Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sava, Lahach Palga Nami Meshamet, that we would have to explain that Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi stated bim lav mishamed, he means to teach us that once the value of the mashkin is not the full value of the loan, then Shemitah will cancel out the entire $1,000 of the loan, even though Reuven has a mashkin for $400. We continue on Daf Mem Tesamet Aleph, and the Gemara is el mashkin nenukat lomali. So why would Reuven have to have a mashkin, and what was the benefit of having a mashkin if ultimately the mashkin is not saving Reuven? As even though Reuven has a mashkin that's valued at $400, but since the mashkin didn't cover the entire debt, therefore, Shemitah would even cancel the debt on the chelik that he had a mashkin on. Based on this question, the Gemara therefore explains, Elav Shmaminei, my inim Meshamet to come Rav Shimon Gamliel, inim Meshamet Bekulai. And when Rav Shimon Gamliel teaches us that when you have a mashkin that's valued at less than the actual loan, and for example, where there's a loan of $1,000 and you only had a mashkin that was valued at $400, and even so, Shemitah won't even be Meshamet the portion of the loan that you don't have a mashkin on, and it won't even cancel the $600 of the debt that doesn't have a mashkin Mashkin. And as the Gemara will explain, that we see that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yechon, that Kenega Kulahu Kaina, that even though you only have a partial Mashkin, Lemaisa, we won't cancel out the entire debt, just like Rabbi Yechon stated, that once you have a partial down payment, then it causes the Klala Mishapar to apply to the entire transaction. And the Gemara continues with my Mishamet to come Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and when Rabbi Yehuda Nasi stated that in the case where you only had a partial Mashkin, that it's going to be Mishamet, so certainly Rabbi Yehuda Nasi agrees that in the part that you have a Mashkin, certainly Shemitah will not be Mishamet and will not cancel the loan, because ultimately you have a $400 Mashkin, and therefore Shemitah will not be Mishamet at $400 of the loan. And the only time Rabbi Yehuda Nasi said that Shemitah would be Mishamet is Lahach Palga to Lay Nokala Mashkin. He's referring to that portion of the loan that you do not have a corresponding Mashkin. And for example, in our scenario, Shemitah would be Mishamet $600 of the loan. And as the Gemara will explain in a moment, that it comes out Rabbi Yehuda Nasi seems to be going with the Shita of Rav, that connected to Hukaina, when you have a partial down payment, then the Klala of Bishapara only applies to that amount of the down payment and not to the entire transaction. And over here also, since you only have a partial Mashkin, therefore Shemitah is only not Mishamet up to the amount of the Mashkin, but any amount that's more than the Mashkin, Shemitah would still be Mishamet and would cancel the loan. And as the Gemara states of Hakam Miflegi, and let us say the Machlik is between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi as follows. Rav Shimon Gamliel Sava Kenega Kula Hukaina, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yechron that Kenega Kula Hukaina, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Sava Kenega Hukaina, and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi holds like Rav that Kenega Hukaina, as we explained. And keep in mind that the Gemara is being Medama, a partial down payment to a partial Mashkin, and the din of Shemitah to the din of Mishapara. And the Gemara continues, Loi, that it's not necessarily the same Machlikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi and Rav and Rabbi Yechron. It's quite possibly the actual Machlikis between Rav Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi is exactly as we thought in the Hamina, and the Gemara explains, "My ain Misham to come Rav Shimon Gamliel, Lahach Palga did not get a lev Mashkin." The ain Chinami, when Rav Shimon Gamliel said that Shemitah will not be Mishamet, he was only referring to that portion that you had a Mashkin on, and therefore Shemitah will not be Mishamet to $400, but it will be Mishamet to $600. Ain Chinami, Mechlad Rav Yehuda Nasi Sovel, Lahach Palga did not get a lev Mashkin, not Mishamet, and Rav Yehuda Nasi actually would hold that since the Mashkin doesn't correspond to the entire loan, and it's only for $400 of the $1,000 loan, therefore Shemitah will even Mishamet to $400 of the loan. And as the Gemara asked at the top of that Mem Tesem Aleph, El Mashkin Nukat Lomalei, this is true that according to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, that even though there is a partial Mashkin, the Shemitah would be Mishamet the entire loan. So what is the benefit to Reuven of having a Mashkin? And the Gemara answers the Zichron Dvarim Ba'alma, that in a Chinami, the Mashkin is not benefiting us regarding Shemitah, as Shemitah will be Mishamet the entire loan. However, the Maisa, since Reuven has a Mashkin, therefore the buyer will not be able to deny that he owes money to Reuven, and therefore there is a benefit to Reuven by having this partial Mashkin. And keep in mind that the Mefarshim point out that Lechir at this point of the Gemara, it comes out that Rav is actually going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kenegdu Kaina, and Lechir at Tzarech Bia, as according to Rabbi Yechron, he's not going like Rav Shimon Gamliel, and his Shita doesn't fit in with Rabbi Yehuda Nasi either, Ayin Sham. And the Gemara continues to discuss the dinim of Mishapara, Rav Kana Yavle Zuzia Kisna. Rav Kana was given a down payment for linen, Lesefi Yaakov Kisna, and prior to the buyer taking delivery and prior to the buyer making a kinyan, the price of linen appreciated, and therefore Rav Kana wanted to be chayza and wanted to retract from the sale. And also kamei Rav, so Rav Kana came in front of Rav to ask the shayla on maleib maybe nakita zuzi havlu. And Rav said to Rav Kana that for whatever amount of linen that you took a down payment for, that you must deliver to the buyer, even though I can't force you because ma'is is ain't a kinyan, but otherwise you'll have the klala of mishapara. However, Rav continued v'idach dvarim nenu udvarim ein behem mishum mechusrei amana, but on the rest of the linen that he didn't pay you any money for, that you could back out and you could retract, for that linen you won't have a klala of mishapara, and there won't even be a problem of ein ruach acham nechimenu, as l'maisa on that amount of linen you didn't receive any money, and just for dvarim ba'alma there's no problem mechusrei amana, and there's not a lack of trustworthiness. And Rashi points out that of course this makes sense according to Rav, as Rav l'tameh is Rav is going l'shitasai da'ama kenegdu kaino, and it's only regarding the amount of down payment that there's a problem of the klal of Mishapara, and any amount that's more than down payment, there is no problem of Mishapara. And as the Gemara continues, the Itma, as we learned, Dvarim, when someone only has a verbal agreement, Rav Amma ein behem mishum chusur amana, Rav states there is no problem of chusur amana, Rabbi Yecha Amma yesh behem mishum chusur amana, Rabbi Yecha holds there is a problem of chusur amana, and the Gemara continues, Meisvei, I'll ask you a question on the Shita of Rav, who stated that ein behem mishum chusur amana, as the Braisa teaches us, Rabbi Yecha Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ma tam aloima hin sedek, that the Pasuk states in Pashas Kedoshim, Moiz Neit Sedek, Avnei Sedek, And Ezra Ritva points out that the shear of a hin is 12 lug, and the shear of a ifa is 72 lug, which is 6 times larger than a hin, and therefore the Gemara asks, so therefore a hin is certainly in the klal of a ifa, and if the Torah tells us that you're not allowed to cheat someone when you're selling him a large amount, and you can't even cheat him a little bit, when you're giving him 72 lug, which would be a smaller proportion, then certainly you can't cheat someone when you're selling him a hin, and you're only selling him 12 lug, where the proportion would be that much larger. Therefore, why did Torah have to tell us both hin tzedek and eifa tzedek, and it must be that Torah is telling us that the lashon hin is a lashon of yes, and the Torah is teaching you that when you say something to someone, that you should make sure that you're telling the truth, and whenever you say yes, it should be a real yes, and when you say no, that you should really be saying no, and you shouldn't be lying. And as Rashi says, therefore, the Gemara asks in Rav that how can you say that Dvarim is aimed by Meshum and Chusar Amana if Lemaisa we see a Brisa where the Tana Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda stated that from the Lashon Hin Tzedek we learn that your words have to be true and even Dvarim is Yesh Pem Chusar Amana and Amar Baya Hahush Lo Yida Be'echel Pem Be'echel Belev. The Inuch and Amar Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yehuda says that there's a requirement Shehei Hin Shechot Tzedek V'Lav Shechot Tzedek. However, that is talking B'Shas Maisa, and at the point that you say yes or at the point that you say no, you should make sure that that is exactly your intent at that moment, and it shouldn't be echel pev echel believe, and a person should be teichin kabari. Certainly, Rav agrees to this point, and when Rav stated that dvarim is aimed by mashum chusra amana, he was referring to a scenario where at the point that you actually said these words, you really meant to fulfill these words, and then afterwards there was a change of circumstance, and for example, in our case, the price of linen went up, and then you want to retract, and in this case, there is no problem of hein shalchot tzedek and lav shalchot tzedek, and in this type of scenario, Rav holds that dvarim is aimed by mashum chusra amana. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei will ask you another question on Rav from a brisa that we saw on the top of Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. You will read the brisa based on the version that we have on Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. As the brisa stated, Rav Shimon states, Avapisha Amru Talis Koina Dina Zav, Ve'in Dina Zav Koina Talis, that even though we said that a Talis will be Koina Dina Zav, but money and the Dina Zav will not be Koina Talis, Mikol Mokin Kach Halacha, and even though if the buyer pays money and the seller retracts, the seller will have the Kola of Misha Para, but the Maisa did halacha, and he can retract, and we can't force him not to retract. And then the Brisa continues, and if a buyer and seller came to terms and had a verbal agreement, they didn't make a kinyan, and this buyer didn't give money to the seller, and certainly the buyer doesn't have right to this item, but the Brisa teaches us, even so, that even though there was only a verbal commitment, if the seller would retract, then and we see that dvarim is yesh ben mashum chusra amana, and therefore clearly we see against Rav. And the Gemara responds, inachinami tanoi, that from this brisa we see against Rav, and we see that Rav Shimon holds that dvarim is yesh ben mashum chusra amana. However, Rav holds like a different mandama, and he holds like the shita of Rabbi Yechon ben Masya. And the Tanan we will learn in the Mishnah that pe gimel min aleph ma'aser Rabbi Yechon ben Masya she'amul benoi. There was a story of Rabbi Yechon ben Masya. They told his son, say yischal on a poilim, go and hire for us workers. Halach pasuk l'mizayin. And his son went and hired workers, and he also promised that he'll give them food while they're working. And when he came to his father to tell him the deal that he made with the workers, so his father Rabbi Yechon ben Masya told his son, that even if you actually make a suda shleima b'shaitai and you'd make the greatest feast that you could ever imagine, you wouldn't satisfy your obligation to them because they are children of Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov. And as Rashi explains in that pegimel, kesuda shleima b'shaitai be'e that he was talking about Shlomo in his time when he was a melech, because we know that Shlomo was a melech and then he was a hedyot. Shehem bnei Avram Yisrael v'Yakov. Rashi explains the sudah of Avram gedolim mishal Shlomo, and the sudah of Avram was even greater than Shlomo melech. And therefore, Rabbi Yechon ben Masya told his son, "Ela actually aschil b'malachot seva emolahem al menash ein lechem alai el pas v'kitnis bilvad." And therefore, I want you to go back to these workers, and prior to them starting to work, I want you to change the terms, and you should tell them that I'm not going to give you a full fledged sudah, and you should specify that you only give them bread and beans. And the Gemara now points out that if you're going to say that once you have a verbal agreement that there's a problem, so how could it be Rabbi Yechon ben Masya would tell his son to go and be chayza and retract? And therefore we see that Rabbi Yechon ben Masya holds like Rav that dvarim is aimed by mashum chusra amana. The Gemara responds that you can't bring a raya from this Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon ben Masya holds like Rav that dvarim is aimed by mashum chusra amana. As shani hasam the pelin gufayil as even though generally we would say that Dvarim is Yeshba Meshum Chusra Amana, however, these workers were never really Samech Das on the deal that they made with the son of Rabbi Yechim and Masya. My time, why is that? Because Medi Yadai, Dalavua Samech, they knew that it was his father's field, and they understood that he would have to go and tell the father what deal he made with the workers, and the father would have to approve it. Potentially, it is only in that case that we said that it was no problem Meshum Chusra Amana. And the Gemara is, Ihochi Afilu Yeshil B'Malacha Nami, if you're telling me that the Poilim actually were not Samech Das, why did Rabbi Yechim ben Masya tell his son to make sure to go and tell him this before they start working? As L'chayr, even if his son would come back and tell him this after they started working, he would be able to retract, as L'maisa, the workers weren't Samech Das on what the son told them. And the Gemara answers, Hizchil B'Malacha Vadi Samcha Daitayu, that certainly once workers start working, then there's Samech Das, that the son must have gotten approval from his father, as Amru, they say, Meima Amma Kamei Davu V'Nichale, that it must be that he already went to his father to get approval. Rabbi Yechim and Masya must have approved this deal. Therefore, once they would have started working, then they wouldn't have been able to retract, as at that point there would be a problem on Mechusri Amana. And the Gemara continues that we saw the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Yechon. Rav held that Dvarim is Ein Ben Meshum Mechusri Amana, and Rabbi Yechon held that Dvarim is Yesh Ben Meshum Mechusri Amana. And the Gemara asks, Umi Am Rabbi Yechon, is it true Rabbi Yechon hold that Dvarim is Yesh Ben Meshum Mechusri Amana? But Rav Bachan Am Rabbi Yechon, but Rav Bachan said, and then Rabbi Yechon himself, Hoy Mel Chaver Matana Ani Nois Lecha, that if someone says to his friend, I'm going to give you a matana, Yochel Lachse Boy, that he could be Chayza. And the Gemara asks, Yochel Pshita, and Rashi explains that since his friend did not make a kinyan and did not do Meshicha, then certainly Bezin can't force him to give this matana, and it was only a question if it's Mechusri Amon or not. And therefore the Gemara explains, Ela Mutta Lachse Boy, what Rabbi Yechon meant to say is that it's actually Mutta to be Chayza, and there won't even be a problem of being considered a Mechusri Amon. And L'chayr, it is Seisa, the words of Rabbi Yechon, who stated that Dvarim is Yesh Ben Meshur Mechusri Amon. And the Gemara answers, Amra Papa, Rab Papa explains that in this case Rabbi Yechon said that Ha'im L'chaveir Matana Ninais L'cha Yochel Lachse Boy, and there is no problem of Mechusri Amon. That was talking about a case where Reuben was giving a very large matana to Shimon, and therefore Shimon was never Samech Das, and that's why there's no problem being Mechusri Amon. However, Moed Rabbi Yechon Matana Mu'atas, the Samcha Daite, then when was Rabbi Yechon Cholik and Rav in a case of Dvarim? That was only in a case where Reuben was giving a small matana to Shimon, and in that case, certainly Shimon relied on the words of Reuben, and he thought that he was going to get this matana, and therefore, by retracting, there would be a problem being Mechusri Amon. Ayin Rabbeinu Chananel, who points out that even though the machleket between Rav and Rabbi Yechon was not relevant to a matana, however, Zok Rabbeinu Chananel, the Kolshke b'masu matan, the vade somcha daito yesh by Meshum Mechusri Amon, that certainly Rabbi Yechon argued on Rav in a case of masu matan and in a case of a transaction where they both agree that they're going to do this transaction, then certainly the buyer was Samech Das, and therefore the seller would be considered Mechusri Amon, even though there was only a verbal agreement and there was no kinyan at all and no money exchanged hands yet. And the Gemara continues, Hachi Nami Mistavra, this Pshat of Rav Papa is actually Mistavra, Rabbi Yechon hold that by Matana Mu'ates, that Samcha Daite, and therefore even by Dvarim Ba'alma, is Yesh Boy Mechusri Mechusri Amon, the Am Ravo, Am Rabbi Yechon, as Ravo stated in the name of Rabbi Yechon himself, Yisrael Sha'amal Ben Levi, that if Yisrael says to a Levi, and Rashi points out, Kol Levi, Karu Ben Levi, every Levi is called a Ben Levi, and we're not talking about a young child. And of course, there's a din that Yisrael has to take off Maisa Rishon and give it to a Levi. And as we know, B'negeil or Matnas Kuna and Matnas Levia, Yisrael has the right to Tovus Hana, and therefore it's always considered a Matana Mu'ates, as the Yisrael only has the right to the small amount of Tovus Hana. And L'maisa, the Yisrael tells the Levi, Kur Maisa Yesh L'cha B'yadi, that my Maisa Rishon should be yours, and you will get my Maisa Rishon. Ben Levi Rishon, L'aseis Trumas Maisa Al-Makam Acha, then the Levi can rely that this Tfuah will belong to him, and therefore he could actually use this Tfuah in order to take off Trumas Maisa and other periods that the Levi has in another place and be misaking his Tfuah. And the Gemara points out, if you're going to say that Yisrael has no right to be Chayza and can't retract from giving the Maisa Rishon to the Levi, so it makes sense that the Levi could rely on this Tfuah and he could use it in order to be misaking his other Tfuah. But if you're going to say that the Yisrael still had the right to retract, and ultimately the Levi may not own this produce, and it'll come out that he was misaking his tool with produce that he doesn't own, and therefore it'll come out that he ate tevel. Therefore, we have a raya that Rabbi Yechon must hold that when you have a matana Mu'etas, then certainly we say that some Chadaite and the Yisrael won't retract because in such a case, Dvarim is Yeshba Meshum Chasri Amana, and the Gemara responds that potentially we could say that not a Raya from here, Rabbi can hold that by Mutanu Mu'etas, that Dvarim is Yeshba Meshum Chasri Amana, as we could explain that the reason why the Levi had no problem using in Maisi Rishon to be Mesakin as Tvua is because Hacher Maiskin could go in Shinatu Men of a Chazav Kida Atzlai, because the Levi actually took the Maisi Rishon from the Yisrael already, and the Levi was already Koina by doing a Mashicha, and the Levi then gave back the Maisi Rishon to the Yisrael as a Pekodin, and Ayin entices Diba Maschel of a Chazav Kida Atzlai, having much Lemifrach that the Gemara could have asked, Ihachi, my Lememer, the Lechira, if the Levi already was Koina the Maisi Rishon, so what is the Chiddush? El Dublav Hachi Per Shapim Misefa, but the Maisi of the Gemara will ask a question from the Seifa, and therefore the Gemara doesn't challenge it with this question and doesn't ask that Lechari it's Pita. Gemara continues and says that really from this member of Rabbi Echon, we do have a Raya that Rabbi Echon hold that by Matanu Mu'edas there is a din of Dvarim Yeshba Meshum Mechus Ramana, as it's impossible to explain that the case of Rabbi Echon is talking about a scenario where the Levi was Koina the Maisurishan already, as he Hachi Ema Seifa, as if you're telling me it's talking about a case where the Levi was already Koina the Maisurishani. So let us see the second part of Rabbi Echon's memra, as Rabbi Echon continues, Nasn Leben Levi Acher, that if after the Yisrael already told the Ben Levi that I'm going to give you this Maisi Rishon, the Yisrael goes and gives the Maisi Rishon to another Ben Levi, Ein Le'alav El Terumais, then the first Levi only has complaints against the Yisrael, and he doesn't have any actual Taina, and he can't take him to Bezdin, as Lemaisa, the first Levi, did not yet make a Kinyan, and he wasn't Koina the Maisi Rishon yet, and Be'isak Adaita Kagan Shinotli Menav Chazav Kida Atzlai, and if you're going to tell me the case was where the Levi actually made a Kinyan already, and then he gave it back to Yisrael, and Yisrael was holding it as a pekodin, amai in le'olav el terubais, but l'chayr, in that case, there won't only be complaints, but kivin in mashkei memayna isle gabei, since the Levi already made a mashicha, therefore it's already acquired by the Levi, and the Levi already owns this ma'aser rishon, and therefore how could it be that Yisrael could go and give this ma'aser rishon to a second Levi, and therefore the Gemara proves, el lav b'dloy natlu shma minah, therefore it's a raya, that it must be that the first Ben Levi did not actually do a mashicha, and was not koina, and even so, Rabbi Echon says that he could rely on the fact that he was given this Maisi Rishon, and he doesn't have to think that the Yisrael will give it to someone else, and the Levi could use this Tvua to be Mesakin his Tvua Mimokam Acher, and the reason is because since it's a Matan Mu'etas, therefore Rabbi Echon holds that Dvarim is Yeshbeh Meshum Mechusri Amana, and the Gemara continues with the story, Ahu Gavad Yav Zuzu Yashum Shemi, there was a person that paid money for sesames, but he didn't make a Kinyan on the sesame seeds, L'Soyfi Yaka Shum Shemi, and then the price of sesame seeds went up, Hadribuhu, and the seller was Chayza, and retracted from the sale, but Amulei less lan shumshmi shkol zuzeich, and he told the buyer that I won't sell you my sesame seeds, and therefore take your money back. The ma'isa loy shakol zuzei, that the buyer did not take his money back, and ignav, and the money was stolen. So asal kamei de Rava, so they came in front of Rava for dintara. Amulei and Rava said to the buyer, kivin de amilach shakol zuzeich v'loy shaklis, that since the seller told you to take your money and you didn't take it, loy mi bay shem esachet loy havi, that certainly the seller is not a shem esachar, and therefore he's not chayav b'gnei v'aveda. Now filu shem echinam namlei havi. The seller is not even a shem echinam, and therefore even if he was pashay and hishmira, he wouldn't be chayiv either. Gemara tells us, Amalei Rabbanon Rava, so Rabbanon said to Rava, that Lemaisa, although the buyer did not do a mashicha and was not koina the shumshimin, but Lemaisa he paid money for the sesame seeds, therefore v'aboy l'kabula ala mishapara, the seller has no right to retract unless he's mekabel himself the klala mishapara, and Amalehu hachinami, and Rava said that in a chinami, that either the seller could go forward with the sale, or he has a right to give back the money to the buyer, and if he does so, then he'll have to be mekabel himself the klala mishapara. And the Gemara continues that although this is the version of the story that we just had, but Amra Papi, Rapapi stated, Amli Ravina, Ravina told me, Ludidi Amli Yahum Rabbanan, that this Talmud Chacham told me, Rav Tavis Shmei, and his name was Rav Tavis, for Amri Law, and some say, Rav Shmuel Bazutra Shmei, that his name was Rav Shmuel Bazutra, the Avi Yavli Kol Chalol Da Alma, Lo Yavi Kamishani Beduburi. This Talmud Chacham was so honest that even if you would give him all the money in the world, he would never lie. And he told me, but did he have a that this story with the sesame seeds actually occurred, and the story was with me, and the following was the actual story that occurred, that Ahu Yayma Panyad Mali Shabtahava, this story occurred on the Erev Shabbos, Vavi Yisivna, and I was sitting, Va'asahu Gavra V'Kaya Baba, and a person came right before Shabbos and came to my door. This person had money, and he wanted to make sure that it wasn't lost over Shabbos, and he would rather that he actually bought something for the money, and this way he wouldn't have to worry about his money over Shabbos, and Omali Yisrach Shum Shiluzvuni, and he asked me if I have any sesame seeds to sell him, and we continue on Daf Mem Tes on the Beis, Amrilei Loi, and I told him I don't have any sesame seeds, Amrilei, so then he told me, that since since it's right before Shabbos, I have no place to put my money. I want to leave it by you as a pekodin. I want you to be a shem mechinam amrule. And I said to him, Habesakamach, my house is in front of you. A spinner rebesa of ignav. And lemaisa, this person put his money in the house of Rav Tavis or in the house of Rav Shmuel Bazutra. And lemaisa, his money was stolen over Shabbos. So asal kamedu Rava. So they came in front of Rava for a dintara and amrule. And Rava responded to him, call Habesakamach, that any time when someone says that my house is in front of you, that certainly he's not a shem misacha, as he's not paying him any money, and therefore he's not chayav for gneva aveda, alafilu shem mechinam nami lehavi, but he's not even considered shem mechinam, and he won't even be chayav if he was to pay shei in his shmirah. Lemaisa, based on this version of the story had nothing to do with the concept of mishapara. So amrulei, so Ravina said to Rav Tavis or to Rav Shmuel bar Bezutra, va'amrulei rabbanon Rava iboy lekabul aleh mishapara. Lemaisa, we had a version of the story where the rabbanon said to Rava that lemaisa, this person should have a problem and he should have the klala of mishapara. And lemaisa, based on your version of the story, there was never a payment of money made for the sesame seeds, and therefore the klal of mishapara definitely does imply va'amali. And Rav Tavis or Rav Shmuel Bazutra told Ravina loy hoyud varam oilam, and that part of the story never actually occurred, and they never said this to Rava, as no money ever exchanged hands, and therefore the klal of mishapara wasn't relevant at all. And the Ritva points out that the reason why Rava mentioned that loy miboy yishem yisachet loy have, because we're talking about a case where even if this person actually paid a rental fee to rent the house from Rav Tavis or from Shimon Bazutra, even so, he would not be considered Shoy Mesacha. And as he says, V'afal pishikiu menoschiris, mikol mokom habesa kamach amalei, shim loikei pshita de may have Shoy Mesacha, el vadi kadamarin. It must be that this person gave a rental payment. Even so, Rav Tavis was not responsible. The Mekubetzes brings down from the Talmid HaRif, that v'im taima may have a saka daitayo de have Shoy Mesacha, eiz eskar hoylo in mashenichem beisoy, that l'chira, certainly there was no skar that was given to Rav Tavis, and therefore, what was the habim that he should be like a shem misacha? V'yishloim adachay kama loyim ibay shem misacha lehavi. I feel him sach loyim makim beisai, as we explained from the Ritva. The Gemara continues and quotes from the last line of the Mishnah on Daf Memdal Medalef that stated Rav Shimon Oimer kol shekesa biyada yada al yayna, that if a buyer pays money for an item and he doesn't make a mashicha on the item, then the buyer is not cutting the item, and the Tanakama holds that either the buyer or the seller could be chayza and can still retract. We explain either lefir yish lakish, this is the din deraisa, as Mois is not kainis midiraisa, and according to Rabbi Echon, that hold that Mois is kainis midiraisa, however, Rabbanu Mimisakin, that Mois is not kainis, Shem Yisuf Vukitecha Baaliyah. Rab Shimon argues the Tanakama, and Rab Shimon holds that the only one that could be chayza is the seller, and the buyer cannot be chayza. And once again, let's keep in mind that we already explained that based on Rab Shimon in the Mishnah, we see that Rab Shimon actually holds, like Rabbi Echon, that Mois is actually kainis midiraisa, and the only reason why it's not kaina is only midrabanan, based on Shem Yisuf Vukitecha Baaliyah. And that's why it's possible for Rav Shimon to say that there's a chilut between the buyer retracting or the seller retracting, as according to Reish Lakish that holds that Mois is not koinis midiraisa, then certainly there should not be a chilut between the buyer and the seller, and both of them should be able to retract. The Gemara continues and brings a braisa that explains the shita Rav Shimon. Tanya, we learned to the braisa, Rav Shimon states, Emesai b'zman shakesef apeiris b'yad meicha, that the only time that the Rabbanan was misakin that the meicha could retract, because Shem Yisuf Vukitecha Baaliyah, and we want to make sure that the meicha protects this produce, is only in a time when the money as well as the payers are still in the hands of the meicha. Al kesef biyad meicha, but if the meicha already received money from the lekeach, who payers biyad lekeach, and the lekeach already has the payers in yachal achzapay b'pleish shekasef biyadai, then the meicha cannot be chayza, because the kesef is biyadai, and the word biyadai is mashma that the money is in the hands of the lekeach. And the Gemara asks, how can you say that the money is in the hands of the lekeach biyadai biyad meicha, that the money is in the hands of the meicha, as we stated, al kesef biyad meicha, payers biyad lekeach, and we're talking about a case where the buyer already gave the money to the seller. The Gemara therefore explains the brisa el mepnei shedmei kaspa biyadai, what the brisa means when it says that the meicha can no longer be chayza because it's kaspa biyadai. It means because the value of the kesef was already delivered to lekeach, and the lekeach already has the produce in his rishus. And the Gemara asks pshita that if it's a case where the lekeach already did a meshicha and was koina the produce, then certainly the meicha can't retract. As certainly in this case, lekeach was already koina the produce, and as Rashi says, v'afilu rabbanu maidu, and even rabbanu would be maida to Rab Shimon in this scenario. And the Gemara answers, Am Rav, Rav explains, Hachem Ayiskinen Kagayin Shahis Aliyah Shalekech Muscheres Biad Meicha, that we're talking about a scenario where the Lekech lived in this house and the Lekech rented out his attic to the seller. And we're talking about a scenario where the buyer paid the money to the seller for these items, and the mice of these items are in the attic of the buyer that the seller is actually renting from the buyer. Therefore, Rab Shimon hold that in this case the Meicher cannot retract, and he explains that time of might, Tekin Rabbanon Meshicha, Gzeir Shem Yomer Lo Yinisifu Chitecha Baliyah, that the whole reason why Rabbanon were Mesakin, that Kesef is not Koina, and the only way for Lekech to be Koina these payers are only through Meshicha, is because we were concerned that maybe there'll be a fire, and the seller will not be motivated to go and sell the payers that belong to Lekech, and therefore we said that the Lekech is not Koina until he actually makes a Meshicha. However, Hachab Meshus Lekech, Nenu, over here, the produce is actually in the Rishus Lekech, and even though it's physically not actually in his Rishus, because he rented the attic to the Meicha, but the Meicha Lekech lives in this house, and therefore he's in the same position of the Meicha to go and sell his payers if there's a fire that happens and occurs in this home and in the attic. And as Rosh Shimon states, enough to Lekech Ba'inis, Iyutarach Meisila, and if the fire will actually occur, then the Lekech could go and be Matriach and actually save his produce. And therefore, specifically in this scenario, the Rabbanan said that the Takana of Shem Yisuf Uchitecha Ba'aliyah doesn't apply, and therefore the Meis of the Lekech will Koina these payers, and therefore the seller cannot retract. And the Gemara continues, Ahu Gavra, the Avzuze Achamra, there was a person that paid money for wine, L'Seif Shama, the Kabay L'Mintzabe, the Bei Parzak Rufila. They then heard that one of the government officials that was a Mishlom Melech was coming to town, and he was going to confiscate all of this wine, and therefore the buyer wanted to retract. So Amalei, so the buyer said to the seller, Havli Zuze, Loibi in a Chamra, give me back my money, and I no longer want my wine. And Asal Kamed Rav Chista, L'Maisa, the seller didn't want the wine either, because ultimately it was going to be confiscated. And Amalei and Rav Chista stated, Kedar Shetiknu Meshicha B'Meicher, and Kak Tiknu Meshicha B'Lekuchais, that just like we were Mesakin, that Mois is not Koines, and Meshicha is only Koina, and therefore the seller can retract, therefore the same din applies to the buyer, and the buyer also has a right to retract. And as Rashi explained on Daf Mem Zayin Rabbeis, Kak Tiknu Meshicha B'Lekuchais, Lach Zabai B'Shvil Oyset HaKona Asma, that he could also be Choyza based on the same Takana, the Nisvu Chutecha, the Koshkein, Kimuk Mishazar, Nam Bishus Lekech, Mosin Nafsha Meicha, that certainly if we say the Lekech has right to retract, then certainly the Meicha will have more of incentive to go and save the Chitim, Mitarchu Matzo, Shemira Lekech, the Lake Ba, Yoim Chazanibi, as the Meicha knows that the Lekech sees that there's a fire that's raging in this home, then certainly he'll be Choyza, and therefore he'll be incentivized to go and save the Chitim. Of course, the Fizeh comes out, Rav Chista is passing like Rabbanon and not like Rav Shimon, as Rav Shimon stated in the Mishnah, that the only one that has the right to be Chayza is the Meicha and not the Lekech. However, other Rishonim learn that this din of the Gemara is going even according to the Shita of Rav Shimon, Ayin Sham, and we continue with the new Mishnah, and this Mishnah will discuss the din of Aina, and the Pasuk in Pashat B'chuk Kaysai states, V'chi Simku Rumim Kala Misecha, Oikono Miyadim Misecha, Al Tainu Ishas Achiv, and when buying or selling an item, there is an Issa to cheat the other party, and the seller can't overcharge the seller, and the seller can't underpay the seller, and there are three levels of Aina, and Lefita Tanakam of our Mishnah, if the amount of Aina is exactly a shtus, then the other party can either demand a refund of the difference in price, or they have a right to completely cancel the transaction. And if the amount is more than a shtus, then there's a Mekach Tois and the Mekach is Batal. And if it's less than a shtus, then the Mekach is Kayim, and the other party is Meichel the price discrepancy. And let us recall that there's 6 Mar in a Dina and 4 Dina in a seller, so there are 24 Mar in a seller, being that the Gemara will go through the Mishnah in great detail, so we will just read the Mishnah and explain it very simplistically, as the Mishnah states, "How you know abo kesef me esem abo kesef l'seller shtus l'mekach." The sheer weird is a price discrepancy, and one party is cheating the other by exactly the amount of ayna. Is when you overcharge 4 ma when you had a price of 24 kesef, which is the seller, and in this case you're overcharged by 1/6, and therefore the other party has a right to either get back the difference in price or they can cancel the transaction. And the Mishnah states, "Ad masay mutla hachzer." Until when could they cancel the transaction? Until such time that the buyer had the ability to show this item that they just purchased to another merchant or to their relative, and in this way they could find out what the proper price is for this item and go back to the seller to get a refund of the amount that he overcharged him or to cancel the transaction. And as Rashi says, however, if he waits any longer, then he automatically will be meichel on ayna. And Rashi points out, why is it that the Mishnah used a lashon of ad masay mutal lahachzer? And Rashi states, v'hadu naka lashon mutal lashmina and deleka filu mishapara lahachzer mekach oshiyitin le'ayinasai. Then in this case, since the buyer was cheated, therefore there is no mishapara, and the buyer has a right to either demand that he gets back the 4 mar kesef that he was cheated, or he could demand that he could cancel the transaction and it won't be the klala of mishapara. And the Mishnah continues, hayu Rav Tafin b'Lud. Rav Tafin went to the city of Lud and he paskin hayu na shmoyin kesef me esim v'abok kesef l'selah shlus Lamekach, that the Shir Reinah is not the difference of 4 ma to 24 ma, but instead this is the difference between 8 ma to 24 ma. And of course, in that case, the buyer is being cheated by 1/3 and by 33%. The Mishnah tells us, V'samchu Tagri Lud, and the merchants in Lud were very happy with Rav Tafan's psak, because ultimately he gave them a higher profit margin, as instead of only being able to charge 1/6, they were able to charge 1/3, and they were able to make a profit margin of 33% instead of 16%. However, the Mishnah now continues, V'amar lahem, and Rav Tafan also told the people in Lud that Kol Yoyin Mutar Lachzar, that the time frame in order to be Chayzar is not as the Tanakhama said, Ad Kadesh Shiyir L'Tagal L'Krevai, but the buyer has an entire day to be Chayzar, and therefore Amru Lai, so the people in Lud said to Rav Tafan, Yaniach Lanu Rav Tafan Bim Kameinu, that you should leave us in our place, and you shouldn't come with the Chumris into Lud, V'chazu L'Dir V'chachamim, and they went back to the passing like the Chachamim, and therefore they said, although we'll only be able to charge an extra 16% and not 33%, however, Lamaisa, it was better for them that the buyer will only have a very short time frame to come and claim that they were cheated, and they will only have Ad Kadei Shiyir L'Taga L'Krevai. Rashi states, V'somchu Tagri Lud, Shoye B'kiyim B'schira U'meichim B'yeika, as the merchants in Lud were very good salespeople, and they sold things for a very high price. And before we begin the Gemara, let's see Taisis at the top of Daf Mem Tesam Beis, B'chadei Shiyir L'Taga L'Krevai, V'im Taimem Kein Asata L'Rech L'Shirim, D'Pam Shem R'chaikim Menu, P'am Shem Krevim, that we know that when making shirim, we want to have one set shir, and in this case, when we said b'chdei shir l'tagar l'krevai, it will depend how far your karv is or how close your karv is. B'yish loyman, Taisa says, l'ilim yeh shir echa l'fi masha matzah rei pamim shiyuch l'haris l'tagar l'krevai, that really we look at one shir, what the normal amount is, then in order for someone to be able to go to a merchant or to his relative, v'meim krevim ayruchaykim b'shvil kach l'yitin l'shayis l'pachas l'yaitza, and just because they're closer or further away, we won't give them more time, and the shir that the Mishnah gave of b'chdei shir l'tagar l'krevai is actually a set amount of time. And we continue with the Gemara that the Mishnah mentioned that l'fida tanakama the shir reinah is a difference in price of 4 ma out of 24 silver mice, which is a seller, which is a fourth of 1/6 of the purchase price. And the Gemara has two ways to understand the shir reinah. And the Gemara states, itma rab amash dus mekach sheninu, that the shir reinah is 1/6 of the value of the item. And for example, when you have an item that's going price is 24 ma, and the seller overcharged 1/6 of the going price, and instead of charging 24 ma, he added an additional 4 ma, and he charged the buyer 28 ma, then he no applies. However, if the seller charged less than that, then there is mechila, and if he charged more than that, then either party can be chayza and cancel the sale, while Shmuel Amash just mois namashininu, that certainly a no applies in the case of Rav, but a no would also apply where the buyer pays an extra 1/6 of the amount that you actually paid. And for example, if a buyer is overcharged by 4 ma, when he actually paid 24 ma, which is 1/6 of the actual price that you actually paid for this item. And the Gemara now goes through examples. Shavi Shisa B'chamsha, if you sell something which was worth $6 for $5, then the buyer cheated the seller by 1/6, and Shavi Shisa B'shiva, and similarly, if the seller sells something that's worth $6 and he sells it for $7, then the buyer was cheated by 1/6, and Kuli Amalei Pligi, the Basa Mechachazlina Vainavi, then all agree that in both of these cases, since you go Basa the Mechach, then it's considered a Nah, as in the first case, the seller was cheated by 1/6, and the second case, the buyer was cheated by 1/6 of the going rate of this item. And the Gemara continues, keep pligging, and where is the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel, Shavi Chamsha B'shisa, that if the seller sells something that's really worth $5 and he sells it to someone for $6, then he cheated him by 20%, and V'shavi Shiva B'shisa, and in a case where the actual item is worth $7 and the buyer cheats the seller and buys it for $6, so in that case, L'Shmuel D'Amar B'Asim Maisaz Linan Idiv Idai Nahava, since according to Shmuel, we look at the amount of money that you actually paid, and in both cases, it's considered a case of Aynah, as in the case of Shavi Chamsha B'shisa, the buyer paid $6, and it's 1/6 more than the actual price, and the case where the seller sold something for $6, even though it was worth $7, so the seller received $6, even though he should have received $7, and the difference is still 1/6, and therefore, it is also considered a case of Aynah. However, L'Rav D'Amar B'Asim Mekachaz Linan, according to Rav, that we only look at the actual purchase price of the item that you're buying or selling, so Shavi Chamsha B'shisa Bitul Mekachave, in the case where the item was actually worth $5 and the seller sold it to the buyer for $6, then the seller actually cheated the buyer by 20%, and therefore the Dinam Bitul Mekach applies, and the buyer or the seller could retract and could cancel the sale. And if you Rav, in the case of Shavi Shiva B'shisa, where the item was worth $7 and the buyer cheated the seller and only paid him $6. So in that case, the buyer actually cheated the seller by 1/7 and not by 1/6. Therefore, Lefi Rav, this would not be a case of Aina, and the din would be that the seller would be Meichel the buyer, and he would be Meichel that 1/7 of the differential in the purchase price. The Gemara continues that since, according to Shmuel, it doesn't make a difference if someone was cheated a shtus based on the Mekach, or if he was cheated a shtus based on the Mois, and in both cases it's considered a case of Aina. Therefore, the Gemara says, Shmuel Amar, Ki Amrino Mechilu Bitul Mekach, when do we say that there's a possibility of Mechila, or there's a possibility of Bitul Mekach, Heichad Leka Shtus Mishnei Stadim, when there's not going to be an exact shtus based on either one of these methods? And if you look at the purchase price, and it's both more than the shtus mekach and more than the shtus mois, then there would be a bitul mekach. And if it would be less than a shtus mekach and less than a shtus mois, then there would be a din of mechila. However, if it would be exactly a shtus from one side, either based on shtus mois or based on shtus mekach, then it would be a din of aina. And as we said, our Mishnah holds that once something is exactly the share of aina and it's exactly 1/6, then the party that was cheated could either decide that he wants to get back the differential in price, and if he was the seller, then he'll get an additional 6, or if he was a buyer, he'll be refunded 1/6 of the purchase price, or the party that was defrauded has the option of canceling the Mekach and canceling the sale. Gemara continues and tries to fit in the Shita of Rav and Shmuel into our Mishnah, as now we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'ino Dal Kesef Me'esim Rabo Kesef L'Selo Shtus L'Mekach, and the Gemara states, Ma'iglav, the Zovin Shavi Esim Rabo, now, the case of the Mishnah is where the seller sold the buyer something that was actually valued at $20, and he sold him for $24, and he cheated him by $4. And of course, in this case, the only way to consider this that he was cheated by a shtus is only when taking into account that he was cheated based on shtus mois, as the buyer paid $24, even though he should have paid $20, and $4 is 1/6 of 24. And therefore, from the Mishnah, it seems to be a riot to Shmuel that we also take into account shtus mois, and even when someone is cheated based on shtus mois, it's considered aina. And as Rashi states, v'kar le aina v'le kar le bitul mekach, and our Mishnah calls this aina and doesn't call it bitul mekach, even though when the seller charges the buyer $4 extra on an item that was worth $20, he's really cheating him by 20%, and it's really by 1/5. And the Gemara answers loy that that's not the case for our Mishnah, and our Mishnah is not talking about a case where the buyer was defrauded, but the zavin shavi esrim v'abo be'esrim, that the buyer actually defrauded the seller, and he bought something from the seller that was really worth $24, and he bought it for $20. Of course, by giving him $4 less than the actual value of $24, then he's actually cheating him by 1/6. And this scenario would work out lefi Rav, as this would be shtus mekach. The Gemara points out, minasana meicha, according to this, who is the one that was cheated? And the Gemara tells us that the seller was the one that was cheated, but ema seifa, let us see the seifa of our Mishnah, ad mosai mutar lahachzer, until what point could you be chayza, and could you cancel the transaction until the point that the buyer shows the item they just bought to another merchant or to his relative? And Rav Nachman stated that the Mishnah is only telling us the buyer, and the buyer only has a right to retract and to cancel the sale up until the point that he shows it to a tagger or krevay. But since the meichel doesn't have this item his rishus, therefore we give him more time to be chayza, and he could always retract from the sale, and even at a later point. Therefore, how can you explain that the Reish is talking about a case where the seller was the one that was cheated, if Rav Nachman says that the Seif is specifically talking about a case where the buyer was the one that was cheated? If so, L'chayr from a Mishnah, it should be a Raya to Shmuel. And the Gemara answers that really our Mishnah could be going like Rav, El Dezavin Shavi Esim V'Abba Be'esim Tamnio, and the case of our Mishnah was where the seller cheated the buyer, and the buyer paid $28 for something that was really valued at $24, and therefore he was cheated by $4 on an item that was valued at $24, which is of course 1/6 of the actual purchase price of that item, and therefore of course the Mishnah could work out according to Rav as well. And Rashi and Daf Nun Amud Beis explains the Svara of Nachman that loishanu b'chdei shira, that the only time that the Mishnah stated it in, that the only way that you could be chayza is up to the point that you show it to a taga or to your karav, el lekech shemekha biyadai, because he has the merchandise in his hand, v'yachal hareis, and he can show it to them, avam meicha she'im biyadai mal hareis, that at this point he doesn't have the item in his hand, and therefore he can't be chayza, ain't a maka by nasai, and he's not maka, he was actually cheated, achiyur, tal sacheris, kid musa, nimkaris bidam mikarim, hilkach la ilim chayza, and therefore the meicha always has the right to be chayza. And the Gemara will bring another raya against Rav from the seifa of the Mishnah and from the din of Rav Tafin, and Taisus points out out that l'chayra, this whole Shakla V'Tayra that we'll have now is really going to be a repeat of the Shakla V'Tayra that we had in the first question that the Gemara asked from the Reisha on Rav, and therefore Taizeh Tema Ma'hoisav L'Hakshiv Misefa Mimashik Shekvar Mei Reisha. The Gemara asked, "Found we learned in our Mishnah Hoy Rav Tafan Belud Hoy Nosh Shmoyne Kesef Me'esem Abak Kesef L'Selo Shlush L'Mekach." And Rav Tafan Paskin Belud that the Shear of Oyna is when you charge an extra 8 more when you have 24 more for a seller, which is 1/3 of the Mekach. And once again, the Havmid of the Gemara is that this only works out according to Shmuel, as my lab, the Zovin Shavi Shitzri Be'esim Abar, Ushma Mino, Shlish Mois Namishininu, the Lechayr of Tafim was telling us a case where the buyer was being cheated and the buyer was being sold an item that was really valued at $16 for $24. And of course, if you look at how much he was cheated based on the actual value of the item that he bought, he was actually cheated by 50%. Rav Tafan actually looks at the actual money that he paid, and since he paid $24, and the buyer overpaid by $8, so it comes out that he only overpaid by 33%. And we see that the din of Eina even applies by Shlish Mois, and we see that the Mishnah is going like Shmuel, and the Gemara responds, Loi, that's not necessarily raya to Shmuel, as the Zovin Shavi Esrim Vaba B'Shitza, as the case is not where the buyer was being cheated, but instead the buyer was cheating the seller, and the buyer actually underpaid the seller, and instead of paying him $24, which was the value of this item, and the buyer only paid the seller $16, and of course that is 1/3 of the actual purchase price, and the buyer cheated the seller by a shlish mekach, and therefore the Mishnah could work out if he rav as well. And once again, the Gemara points out that if there's a way that you're going to explain the case of Rav Tafrin, the minisana, that who was being cheated, moicha, the seller was being cheated, so ima sefer, let us see the sefer of the Mishnah, as Amal Hem, Rav Tafrin continued and told the Bnei Lud, kol ayoy mutalachso, that the period of time that you could be chayza is the entire day, and you don't have to be chayza in the amount of time kadesh yir l'taga l'krevay, and therefore he extended the period of time for them. And once again, in explaining this part of the Mishnah, v'amram Nachman, and Rav Nachman explained loishana l'lekech, that the only time that we gave a shear as to the time frame they have in order to be chayza was only regard to a buyer that was being cheated, avam meichel l'ilum chayza, but a seller could always be chayza. Therefore, it's clear that the case of the Mishnah is not talking about a case where the seller was the one that was being cheated, and we're talking about a case where the buyer was being cheated, and therefore l'chayr, you can't say that that's the case of the Mishnah, and l'chayr, the Mishnah only works out according to Shmuel. And once again, the Gemara explains al zavin shavi chavtala b'tlasim betrain, that the case of Rav Tafan was where the seller cheated the buyer, and the seller sold the buyer something that was valued at $24, and he sold him for $32. And in this case, the seller cheated the buyer by raising the price of shlish l'mekach, and he raised the price of this item by 1/3, which is of course exactly like Rav, and therefore we have no raya from our Mishnah to the din of Shmuel. The Gemara continues that even though from our Mishnah we couldn't bring a raya to Shmuel, however tani kavasa to Shmuel, we do have a brisa that is like Shmuel, as the brisa teaches us mishahut love yada al yoyna, that the one who was cheated has the upper hand, and the brisa explains ketzad, and what is the case machle shava hei bevav, the seller cheated the buyer by selling him something that was worth $5, and instead he sold him for $6. Minasana, who is the one that was cheated, lekech, the buyer was the one who was cheated, so yad lekech al yoyna, and therefore the lekech has the upper hand, and therefore ratza oyma tenli ma'isai, and the buyer could either tell the seller that I want my money back, and I want to cancel the entire transaction, or he could tell him that I want you to give me back the amount that you cheated me. Since this item was really worth $5 and I paid you $6, you have to give me $1 back, but I want to keep the item. And of course, this case that we just brought is a case of shtus mois, because l'maisa, it's 1/6 of the payment price and not 1/6 of the actual price of this item. And therefore, this case of the b'risa is going dafka like Shmuel and not like Rav. And the b'risa continues, machaloi shava sheish b'chamesh, and we continue on daf nun amud aleph, that the seller sold an item that was worth $6 and he sold it for $5. And of course, this is a case that works out according to Rav as well, as this is the shtus mekach. And the b'risa points out, minisana, and in this case, who is the one that was cheated? And the b'risa tells us, meicha, that the seller was really the one that was cheated, as really he should have gotten $6 for this item, and instead the buyer bought it for $5, and therefore yad meicha al yoyna. In this case, the meicha has the upper hand, and ratza imalei tenli mechi, if the seller wants, he could say that I want to retract the sale, and I want you to give me back my item, oy tenli masha nisani, or he could say that I don't want my item back, I want the sale to stand, but I want the buyer to give me the extra dollar in order to make me whole. But the meisa from the first part of the brisa, we see that this brisa holds that not only is there a problem of Oyna when there's shtus mekach, but the din of Oyna also applies by a case of shtus Mois, and therefore we have a raya from this brisa like the Shita of Shmuel, and we will stop over here.